Good morning. Welcome to Coffee at the Cottage. We're so happy that you could join us today.
Hello.
We're excited. This is our second video. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we'll quit saying what number it is, but it's just so exciting.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. Last week, we talked about salvation, basically, and why God made us and his intentions to have a relationship with us, and he wants to walk with us in the cool of the mm-hmm. day and wants to be involved in our lives. And so what we want to do today is look at what that looks like and what a relationship with God and living out this Christian walk is supposed to be like. So,
but before we do that, we wanted to say thank you for everybody
yes.
who participated with us online all week and encouraged us and I don't know, just took part and had fun with us. So thank you. That was super fun. And I look forward to
doing
more.
I'm very, I feel very encouraged at the feedback and all the love and support. Just so that we make it official, not only are we on Facebook now, but we're on YouTube. And the audio form of these episodes are on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. So you can listen to it on any platform, and you can watch it on any platform.
You know Ryan.
We're excited to announce that. Yeah. So we're just putting ourselves out there everywhere so we can encourage people.
Yeah.
And so if this is encouraging to you, and you feel like you can help encourage others, then please share it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Without any further interruptions, let's continue.
Yeah. So... what did you say we were going to talk about? No, I'm kidding.
A relationship
with God. Okay. Okay. So
Christian life.
Christian life. What does that look like? Yeah. Let's start with this. Let me interview you, Ryan. What has been one major struggle that you have found in your walk with Christ, Jesus, that, has kind of tripped you up a little bit?
Wow, it's a tough question.
You weren't prepared for that, were you?
No, I guess it's a constant discipline to remain connected with God. I try to talk to God at night, you know, pray to him and pour out my heart, tell him what's going on in my life. And that's basically what a relationship is. It's what he wants is for you to talk to him and tell him how you feel. If you think of, like, if you've ever read the Psalms, like, David, he's crying out to God, and he's talking about how he feels, he's talking about his problems, his issues.
Yeah. Being honest and vulnerable with God.
I think it's really good to not assume that just because God knows everything, that he doesn't want us to talk to him about how we feel. That's something I used to just believe, just because that's what everyone said. Well, God knows everything. He knows everything. And so I would never, like, talk to God. Yeah, but you read the Bible and you read these characters in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. They're praying to God and they're talking about their fears and their worries.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, their dreams and their passions. And they're like, God, this is, you know, how is this going to happen? And how are you going to help me through this time? They're talking to him about it, and God interacts with them and speaks to them back and gives them hope and encourages them. And that's a relationship that God wants with you. And that's where you have to go to God and pour out your heart and make that approach to him and give him your heart. And he's pleased with that, and he wants to interact with you and encourage you and love you. And so that's on us to go to him and to really pour out, you know, what's in here.
Yeah.
To him. Because like a father, he wants to comfort you as his child. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. It's been a struggle for me to, like, okay, here's what's going on, even though, you know, he knows everything, but, like, he wants me to talk with him about it. So.
He wants us to be open and
transparent.
Even though he does already know everything, like, he is the God of the universe, he does know everything, but
he wants a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
So. That's awesome. Good job for answering that question.
Yeah.
So another thing that a lot of Christians struggle with, I think, is putting, like, putting the resources that God has given us in the right place in our life. So mm-hmm. God's given us the resource of church, the resource of community, of other close friends or a spouse or whatever, books that are written by other pastors or Christian awesome people, like how-to books, all these kinds of resources in our life. And God has given them to us, and we are absolutely encouraged to do them. Like, please go to church, you know, like, please listen to all of the Christian albums in the world and love them. But your actual source has to remain Jesus. It can't be, yeah, I'm a Christian because I go to church and because I listen to this pastor and because I read this devotional and because da 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 da. Like, our actual source, it has to be Jesus. It has to be exactly what Ryan was talking about. Are that relationship, that saying, hey, God, this is what I'm really struggling with. This is my fear today or whatever. This is what's going on in my heart, you know? And that is, so I heard a pastor say, I want to say it's John Gray. He's like super funny, and I want to say it's him, but if it's not him, sorry. Definitely the Holy Spirit inspired this idea. that God is our source, and then everything else is our resource. So
that's good. Say that again.
God is our source, and everything else is our resource. So first, we have to plug into God, and then all these other things are like extra for us, or there to encourage us. And
well, it's kind of like God is the main source, as you say, and all these other things are to help.
Yeah.
Build on that and help us to have a better relationship with God, and for us to go deeper and to be connected with Him stronger. Mm-hmm. All those things are to aid the relationship.
Yeah.
So like the goal isn't, let me find, you know, this awesome person to follow. Let me find this cool Bible translation and then everyone will think I'm an awesome Christian. Like, these things are all to help us in our relationship with God. They're to aid that relationship and to grow it stronger and to help us to love other people and to live out our Christian life.
So, 'cause like I said, I think toward the end of the video last time that, it is difficult to follow Jesus alone. Like it's 'cause Satan is sly and sneaky, you know? So God knows that that's difficult. He knows that you're still human and still live on the earth and still have our fleshly desires and still have that hard time navigating through what is it to follow Jesus, you know? So he's put all these resources in our life to help us. And because of technology and stuff, I feel like we live in the coolest time period to get the most resources that we could ever want, you know, like I don't have to buy an album. I can YouTube it and have some worship music in my house all the time, you know? Yeah. So,
I guess there's two extremes that you can kind of fall to.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like it could be a dangerous place. Well, it is a dangerous place. Mm-hmm. I feel like just from experience and having others, you know, tell me their experiences, to try and follow Jesus by yourself, without anyone to help guide you, is a dangerous place. This Bible verse that I'm about to tell you, I just know it. I don't even have to read it because I know it. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:14. This book of Proverbs, there's a lot of wisdom. Mm-hmm. A lot of people reference it, especially for young people, because we're just not born.
You need wisdom.
We're not just born with wisdom. You have to search out wisdom. You have to obtain wisdom. You have to find it. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. It says to get wisdom. So Proverbs 11:14 says that for lack of counsel, the people fall. Mm-hmm. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. So if I have no one to help me walk out this Christian faith, of course I'm in relationship with Jesus. He's my shepherd. You know what I'm saying? I'm following him. But Jesus also said that he gave us apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors to help equip the saints for the work of the ministry and encourage them to grow in maturity with right. Christ. So we need those resources. So it's a dangerous place over here to try and walk out your Christian faith without people to help you and without community. I don't think it can be done. And if it is done, we get ourselves into...
It's a little wacky.
Really weird and unhealthy places because people have to be there to help see your blind sides. People have to be there to help hold you accountable. And I know that maybe some people have had some bad community experiences, bad church experiences, thing like that. And so if that's something that's been a, you know...
Like a stumbling block or...
If that's something that's been a place of hurt in your life, yeah. we just pray that God mm-hmm. would heal those Absolutely. Wounds and that you would find a healthy church and a healthy community. Find people that love you, that care about you, mm-hmm. that want to help guide you.
Believe in you.
Yeah, and church people and leaders and in the church and things like that, they're not perfect. They're just like all of us. We're all human. We struggle with things from time to time. We're all following Jesus, but there are those people are there. God has gifted them to help you grow, yeah. to help you find your calling and you fill out your mission for God that God's gifted mm-hmm. you with. And so they're there for you. So that's one side you can fall on is not having anyone to help you.
I want to share a story. So yeah. when I was in, I think I was middle school, maybe older middle school, we had awesome youth pastors. They were the best. mm. We're still friends with them. And yeah. We had like a weekend where we went away and just really like we would seek after God with all of our heart, you know. And we'd have fun too. But anyway, I remember going after whatever sermon was preached or whatever worship time, and I had to go up for prayer because I had put them, my awesome youth pastors, I had put them at a place where they were like equal with God. And my yeah. youth pastors were awesome, you know, like they were leading me in right places. They were challenging me and inspiring me and like all this kind of stuff. And so God definitely put them in my life for that time to teach me and train me and grow me. And so it was great. Yeah. Like they were from the Lord. But in my heart, I started to put them in a place of like, well, there's God and then there's my youth pastors. And so whatever they say is, you know, whatever, like it got,
we can kind
in
of
my heart, it got out of control. And yeah. so I had to go to the altar and they were there, the ones at the altar. And I was like, so, I've idolized you guys. Like, I'm embarrassed,
put,
you know.
We can put them up on hard. A pedestal yeah. in an unhealthy yeah. way. So
and
those
anyway,
are the two
I repented,
extremes.
The Lord forgave yeah. me. It's all good.
So but, that's the other side.
Right. That's
so one extreme.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got. I'm
no, it's okay. Because you helped us to see both
okay.
sides
yeah.
of the coin.
Yeah.
So one extreme is that we're following God and we're trying to walk out this Christian mm-hmm. life without any help, without any church, without any community.
And then we miss out.
And it's really hard because mm-hmm. we, I mean, have you ever seen a sheep without a herd? They get lost and they can get picked off by a wolf pretty
right.
easily.
Right.
And the devil, I'm just going to be real. I mean, we're going to be honest and
yeah,
real on here.
Absolutely.
We've been in this place too. I've been away from community for some seasons and I have been tripped
just
up and attacked
up, yeah.
by the devil and I've fallen into sin and I've really fell down and gotten hurt, you know, spiritually and emotionally in my life.
Yeah.
I've been away from those communities that have been there for me. So like we could be in that spot where we have no community and it's really hard to follow God and the devil will try to come and to really attack you mm-hmm. and harass you because you're vulnerable. You're away
right,
from
right.
protection. So that's one dangerous place to be and there's no one to help guide you or whatever. The other extreme that you could fall
into
is my
situation
is where you, instead of God being your source,
mm-hmm.
you make these resources the
right.
object
the
of your affection
one.
And
yeah.
the object of your worship. And you idolize your, you know, maybe you idolize like a position of ministry you're in, or you idolize your pastors
mm-hmm.
and like, oh, they're just this awesome man of God when he's just a man like you and God's given him a certain
Although,
position.
Although, to clarify,
yeah.
like absolutely, God has put
yes.
pastors in a place of
yes,
authority
absolutely.
And we are to honor them. And
yeah. that's just an extreme you can
yeah,
fall to.
Yeah.
So the healthy ground of
right.
walking with God, the healthy Christian life,
mm-hmm.
why don't you tell us what that looks like? So
okay.
no community, unhealthy, I'm idolizing my Christian community and all these people and I'm making them the source
yeah.
instead of Jesus. Where's the middle ground? Where's the healthy Christian walk right. with the resources?
For every person in every place of life in their community, you know, obviously it's going to look different. It's not like a formula. There's nothing about Jesus that is a formula, okay? Because he is a person that we want to have relationship with. Like, just like marriage. It's there's nothing about marriage that's a formula. So, yeah. I would say some key things in a healthy healthy ground of community and resources would be, my number one is Jesus, and I spend my time with the Lord. I have a personal relationship. So that means that I worship God outside of church on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or whenever you, right. Saturday or whenever you go to church, okay? I worship God outside of those times. I read my Bible outside of church things.
So it's not as much about an event as much as it is your lifestyle mm-hmm. and a relationship between right. you and the Lord.
Some other things would be if the first thing that you, so you have a issue in your life or whatever, and if your first thought is, I need to call my friend, I need to call my pastor, I need to call whoever it is that you would go to, like your first thought should be, man, I need to get my heart right. I need to pray. I need to make sure that I am in a right place. And let me tell you, there's some moments where I'm like, I don't want to pray. I know I need to, but yeah. I know that's going to require me to humble myself, you know, and I need to call yeah. my friend and my friend tell me, girl, you need to pray.
Yeah. Sometimes we're there for you. We're in some places where yeah. sometimes the only thing that'll help us get out of a rough funk. Spot
yeah.
is someone, a friend to come along and be like, hey,
yeah.
Get out of that yeah. pit that you're in.
But if, you know what I mean? If on the regular,
yeah.
Sometimes your happens. Number one needs to be, let me call Jesus real quick. Let me see what he has to say. Yeah. And then after I spend a moment with the Lord, then let me call my friend and talk it out. You know, like you got to process and all that kind of yeah. stuff. Like, so I said, those would be a few key things to check yourself. Like, do I actually have a relationship with Jesus, or is my Christianity based more on I went to church, I help lead dot dot dot, I worship all the time, I don't know, whatever. We can kind of get like a to-do list.
I read 5 chapters
thing.
Of the Bible yeah, one
of
day.
Like dot or check check check.
Not that that's bad.
I'm a Christian, but. You know. Yeah, and then. And then our life gets out of that healthy place of relationship with God. So,
yeah,
this is kind of a hard subject to talk about because
it's a little tricky. It's, yeah,
yeah, you can't say, well, if you read your Bible, then you're good, or if you don't read it, I don't know. It's like we can't say statements like that.
It's about where your heart is.
Yeah,
first and foremost, connected in relationship
right.
with God.
Right.
Everything flows from that.
Yes.
That has to be first. And so all these other things that you're doing, we are praying, mm-hmm. we are reading, we are serving, we have Christian community to aid in that relationship with God, to strengthen that relationship with God and our connection and relationship with each other as we serve the Lord and, you know, fulfill our callings mm-hmm. and hopefully, right. you know, walk that out every day.
Yeah. So I thought about sharing this. I decided I'm going to. So in 1 Kings
yeah, let's do it.
19.
This is in the Old Testament.
Going to the Old Testament. I know last week I made a reference that it's boring.
Just to clarify, yeah. The Old Testament is a lot of history and a lot of really good lessons, and they do apply to us
necessary.
Today. For sure. The New Testament quotes the Old Testament a lot.
All the time, yeah.
So you can't read the New Testament without seeing a whole bunch of the Old Testament. So.
Right. They're dependent on each other. Okay, so...
it's the whole Bible. It goes,
yes.
It all goes
it's
together.
All good. It's yeah. all good. Okay, so Elijah had just had a... he was at a low moment in his life, okay? He was needing God to speak to him. He was yeah. like... He was kind of running around.
He was on the run from Jezebel.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to kill
him. He was at
him.
A low of his life, okay? And he didn't know what to do. And he was yeah. basically crying out to God like... Ah! Okay, yeah. So then, of course, God shows up because he's faithful. And so this is 1 Kings 19, and the chunk is like 9 through 18 or something like that.
18.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Elijah goes up, he spent the night in this cave, and God says, okay, I'm going to speak to you now. And so a big gush of wind went, or like a storm.
You want to read it? Or?
Well, it's kind of long, so I'll just summarize it. You can read it for yourself when it's
Let's see,
okay.
There's
okay.
an earthquake.
Yeah, there's, okay, all these natural disaster kind of things.
There's a fire, I think. There's an earthquake.
So I just read it. Let me tell
okay.
it.
Okay, I thought you weren't reading it. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, okay. So, yeah, there was a bad storm, and there was fire, and Elijah knew that God wasn't speaking in those things. So God made those things. But he was not in those things, okay? And so then he came in a still, small voice. And that really speaks of, like, he comes and he speaks to you in that still, small voice. There's another scripture that says, be still and know that I am God.
Mm.
Sometimes we can get too busy in our life with, like, yep, I got this, I got that, and that, and all these Christian things, which are great. Like, please do all these Christian things. But make sure that your number one source is Jesus.
Yeah.
Because if not, when true trial comes, when true awfulness comes, all of those awesome people in your life, they're going to offend you. They're going to let you down. They're going to not support you as well as Jesus can.
It just happens sometimes.
We are human.
only God is going to be the one that is perfect.
Right.
And will never let you down.
He has the peace that passes all understanding, and all the things that we need to heal our brokenness and to heal our sorrow and our pain and all that kind of stuff.
Mm, preach it.
He uses the people in our life. Okay.
Yes.
He can
uses them. He uses them. Yes.
Back to this story. He can use the earthquake, the fire, all these cool things. He can use them. Okay.
Right.
To speak to you and whatever. But really, what he really wants is you to plug into that personal, still, small voice.
Yeah.
Right here. So.
Yeah, man. I mean, when it all comes down to just Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He has that peace. He knows all the answers. He's got the perfect plan. I mean, he is the one. And then all these other things help come around that relationship with Jesus and keep it tight.
Right.
So. Right.
That's good.
Wow.
And like, I love it too. Like,
I feel like I just went to church. This is great. My wife over here, she's an awesome.
You can call me Pastor Jenny.
She's an awesome gift from God. Men, if you're following Jesus and you know you're a young man and you look for a wife that is solid in her relationship with Jesus, who knows who she is and who is strong and who is wise. Find you a wife like that. Bible calls it a virtuous woman. Find you a wife like that, and you'll have a great, great life partner and teammate and partner in ministry.
Same for all the ladies. Just pray and
find yourself a man of God. Get your Boaz.
Another day.
in church know that lingo.
Just pray, and God will supply the perfect teammate for you because He knows. So it's
that's
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll do
an
episode
it.
On
yeah.
marriage and dating and stuff sometime.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Awesome.
So, again, comment. Whatever you
like,
want to comment.
Share. Yeah, we really appreciate, we've been trying to do things in addition to this main episode or whatever throughout the week. We try to do little stuff like posting pictures and encouraging words and stuff.
Yeah.
And we've had some interaction and people telling us like,
really
one of them was
that,
what is your cool of the day look like?
Yeah.
And, some people have commented on that and shared. And so we really appreciate that interaction.
Yeah.
We're going to try to engage, everyone and encourage everyone throughout the week in between posting videos. So.
Yeah. So anyway, we love you guys and God bless you.
Yeah.
And we encourage you just to dig deep in what does your real relationship with Jesus look like?
What is your source?
What is your source? Ooh, that's good.
Mm.
I think we'll title this video that.
We'll see.
All right. Well, peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Bye.
Have a great day.